my house last Tuesday, but I'm getting settled, loving it out here, winning environment, good people, man, just, you know, looking forward to the season.
Off the football field, what was the most difficult transition to make coming to
Denver? Off the field. I'm still going through that process now, and that's moving, you know, trying to get settled here and trying to sell my house back in Detroit and stuff like that, but, you know, this my third stop, you know, I had to make that transition when I left St. Louis and went to Detroit, so it's not sort of a bad transition right now because I've been there, done that. So, like I said, and the people are nice here, so make the transition kind of easy.
Talk to us about on the field as you line up there, and everybody knows what Champ can do and what you bring to the table. How's it been for you?
It's been good, man. You know, having Champ, having Lynch, just having a team that have won, you know, veterans that have won, that's what I need to be a part of. It kind of reminds me of, you know, where I was in St. Louis my first 4 years, having, you know, big-time veterans, guys that have won, winning organization, an organization with high standards, and that's what I'm part of right now. And I'm glad to be here, man. You know, like I said, the last 4 years in Detroit, it was a struggle. You know, we had good teammates there, but, you know, not winning, being at the bottom of the barrel, man, it's tough. But, you know, being here and being on the team when 9-7 is not good enough definitely is exciting, and I'm looking forward to the season.
Champ was saying he was going to have a little friendly wager with you maybe on how many picks you would get, how many picks he would get. Have you talked about that with him at all?
No, we haven't discussed that, but, I've been saying all, you know, all season since I've been here, I think with Champ and myself, it's going to raise the level of competition around here. Guys going to want to compete, but it's in a good way, not a bad way. It's going to raise the level of play. I really believe that, and I'm looking forward to the season. Man, I really feel this is going to be an exciting year for us.
That's what Virginia do now.
Yeah. What receivers have impressed you going against them head-to-head so far?
Well, you know, going against Javon in the NFC North, you know, I pretty much was familiar with him, but, you know, Brandon. You know, I've been very impressed with Brandon. He sort of reminds me of, you know, he has the abilities that Terrell Owens, you know, have, and physicalities and speed and stuff like that, and ability to make the big catch. That's the one guy I've been very impressed with. Hicks, some of the younger guys, you know, they're getting better and they're out here working every day. So everybody's out here working to get better.
You got November 4th circled?
November the 4th. You know that. That was circled as soon as I got traded. So definitely I look forward to going back to Detroit. It's going to be like a bitter rivalry. You know, guys I competed against every day in practice, you know, good friends. But definitely, you know, I want to prove that, you know, they traded me away. So anytime a team give you away, you want to, you know, try to, you know, do your best when you go back there.
No dome here, so you might have to get used to wearing that stocking cap, huh?
Well, you know what? I never had the chance to play in the snow. In my 8 years in the league, never played in the snow. Played in the cold, but never played in the snow, so that's something I'm looking forward to. And I'm not a guy to wear sleeves, and you see me with Scully. I might have a Scully on the sideline, but once I'm out there on the field, you're going to see my raw arms and you know, see my arms oiled up, so I'm looking forward to it.
You're looking forward to the snow, actually?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. You know, that's what every kid dream of, you know, when you get older. You know, that's something I did as a kid on Thanksgiving and Christmas, is go outside and play football in the snow. So I look forward to being here, man. It's a great stadium. Great fans, and you know, somehow it's to our advantage, so I'm looking forward to it.
Sorry if you've already answered this, but what's the learning curve been like getting thrown into the new system?
I've been in this league pretty much, you know, a long time, and you know, and I've been through a lot of different defenses, so it's not much of a difference. You know, being in Detroit the last couple of years, you know, we played Tampa 2 and a lot of under technique for the corners, more so being like a linebacker. And this system here better fits my abilities, allow me to make plays, allow me to do what I do best, and that's make plays. So looking forward to it. It's not much of an adjustment for me. Once I get all the terminology down and get familiar with, you know, everything, I'll be fine. But right now I'm doing good.
Can you characterize the Jim Bates defense?
It's an aggressive defense. You know, we play a lot of man. We'll do some blitzing, but you know, it's pretty simple. It's just like everybody else does. You know, either you have a zone dog defense or you have a Tampa 2 defense, and we're a little bit of both. We have a little bit of Tampa 2 mixed in too.
What do you say for the depth at corner? A guy like Foxworth, who started, is a number 3 along with you and Champ.
Well, I told Foxy, you know, as a nickelback, or as mentioned, as third corner, you know, I led the team interceptions when I was in St. Louis, you know, intercepting 6 passes. So it's nothing, you know, in this league, you know, it's not having 2 corners, it's having 3 starting corners. And that's what we feel like we have. He have a lot of opportunities to make plays, myself and Champ, and we're looking forward to it.
Will you have a friendly competition with Champ as far as picks?
I'm not going to say it's nothing to make a big deal out of. You know, whenever I suit up, whenever I play, you know, I want to make plays. And I thrive in making plays, and I look forward to making them. So it's not, I'm saying that, you know, if Champ go out and pick two balls, I feel like I got to go get three next week. No, it's not like that. You know, we want to do whatever we can to help this team win. We've been both very successful throughout our career, making plays, intercepting balls, causing fumbles. And that's what we want to add to this team this year, you know, do what we've been doing in the past.